just as we were talking about originally engineering and fundamental science spread apart, now I see both sides coming back together. And I see all the engineering disciplines also really getting closer and closer. And in fact, biology is going to dominate them all. You know, I see the electrical engineers looking at neural and protein computing as they reach Moore's law. I mean, the laws of physics, the laws of the universe are going to stop those circuits from getting small. Yeah. Yet molecules, molecular engineering and biological engineering does this very elegantly all the time. So the electrical engineers are going to start looking to biology. The material scientists already find incredible mechanical properties of materials processed at aqueous and ambient temperatures rather than in huge, including smelters and things like that. So the material science that comes out of biology is brilliant. Biology is the master of chemical processing exactly the molecule, exactly the stereochemistry, with clean and green, if you will. Biology just does that wonderfully. You can probably take all the engineering disciplines, and what you see is that the biology, what's called the biomimetic model, really does provide what might be a future direction for almost all the engineering disciplines. To give you just sort of an example, I collaborate with our dean of engineering, Denise Denton. She's an electrical engineer by training. And what we're looking at is surface coatings for MEMS devices that might be used in sensors and diagnostic instrumentation. But it brings together semiconductor fabrication that came out of maybe electrical engineering is going into making channels that flow fluids through. So we need chemical engineering principles. But it's biomolecules, we need biological sensing, we need the walls of these channels have to be engineered. So, all these things are coming together in what's often called MEMS, and just one of many examples of the interdisciplinary, the merging of disciplines.
Yeah.